Yes.
Yes,
to that movie. I'm with you also.
And this guy?
He's sleeping. He's very naughty, so we don't wanna.
That we will not cook. Anything we will not do. But prasad we will take. Understand?
Yes, Srila Guruji.
What is the program of Shyamala?
That's what I want to find out from you.
What?
She says she wants to know from you what her program is.
No, you'll have to make your program yourself, and I will hear.
Okay.
If anything to change, I will then.
You can go to Chimdar, don't have to teach for children.
To follow you, Gurudev.
Well, for now, Uma Didi is coming. She needs somebody to
be with me.
Yeah, she will make a plan to be with you, Gurudev, right?
She's telling Uma Didi is coming, she wants to preach with Uma Didi.
She tries to discover an excuse.
Very clever.
Huh? Which number? 502. What's this? 502. Yeah.
It's good that you don't need any
excuse.
That's
how you started.
You left?
Yes.
Where?
In the car.
She is telling Uma Didi is coming. She wants to preach it Uma Didi in Western country and India also. If you like. She can take us so many places in India and Western country also.
Good.
She will go with Uma Didi to Badger, to Italy. You come to Italy also? If Uma Didi wants, then you come.
Hmm?
You'll be there in Houston.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
What doing?
Yes,
now I am working in Costa Rica, a flight attendant in Taka Airlines. So I got
which airlines?
Taka Airlines.
Taka.
She works for Taka Airlines from Bengal.
Taka.
Taka, like
Taka. Like Faisa. Taka.
Taka.
Taka Airlines.
Bangladesh is Taka Airlines. Taka.
No, Taka. Taka.
Costa Rica.
It is Costa Rican Airlines. She works for the airline.
Costa Rica Airlines?
It is called Taka.
What doing?
The fly attendant, like stewards, like...
She works in the plane to serve the...
Stewardess.
Oh, like others.
Yeah, flight attendant.
Cabin crew.
Very good.
Guru Maharaj, also I am studying at the university, the teaching of English.
Studying in the university also, in Costa Rica.
Very good.
And when you fly or when you go to university?
Oh, sorry, Maharaj.
How are you flying and how are you going to university?
Oh, I go one day per week.
University.
So, I am doing both things.
Online.
Any question?
I was wondering, you have so many centers in India, but here in the West, there are many devotees, but not so many institutions. I'm wondering, I know you said to set up centers and temples. How do you wish to see this done?
You know, perhaps, that Swamiji, your Gurudev, only preaching, and he preached his disciples to make money also, to go to very, very rich person, wealthy persons, and you should collect, and you should give me, or you should make all these centers. So there teacher center preachers who brought lot of money and they used to give and they used to make so many centers. But nowadays I see only I collect money and only I do here their centers. But my preachers, disciples,
they're following you.
Oh, only they take something and give me $100, $1,000, not more than that. I never wanted this money. I wanted they should make some preacher centers by wealthy persons and bringing them as school leaders. But they are not doing so here in Western country, not doing anything. I'm not so much perhaps helping here, but India, I collect from here, there, from India, here, Fiji, from all countries. And I want to make a very good center in Navadvip, in Brajmandal, so many, also Delhi, so Calcutta I'm doing.
Also you are doing in New Zealand, in Fiji.
Yes, New Zealand, Fiji.
And in Bejar also for school you are
doing. But my disciples are not collecting money for these things. Any. Only Tirtha Maharaj, Ban Maharaj, only Ban Maharaj, he gives something, but not so much that a preaching center should be established, not so much.
I think whole
what coming to me by pranami, I never collected what coming pranami, all they are giving me something, by these I am doing all this.
I think what all preacher used to give with the pranami, one high alone, he gives same amount or less than the king.
And Gurudev, in London, your daughters, they are doing, they are making centers.
Oh yes, they have made centers.
Always, it's like matcha, it becomes too small, bigger center.
Like peace incarnation, always. It's become bigger. So they are also
growing. Ashram Maharaj and others, oh, long time since they are trying, but still not.
Something is doing, and in Mexico also, our devotees are having a nice center.
But your preachers, they're following you in the festivals. So instead of having, instead of circling continuously in United States, Europe stuff, they're following like, as you go with the sun, they are also going.
Like honeybees, they are coming.
So,
after the honey.
Like they can go one
but anyhow, I'm satisfied.
Sivo preaching Istanbul.
There should be preaching center or not, but preaching should go on. So that is going on.
That is going on.
Now, the devotees, they have no preaching center, where they will go, time to time, how they can meet, where they will meet. Is needed.
Oh, they can meet. Making any like his house.
They want neutral place. The new people, otherwise new people will not come.
They have to have neutral place.
Yeah. At the time of Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami
Thakur,
he used to rent any place.
Yes.
And by doing preaching. And after Prabhupada, they began to establish their own preaching center. He used to tell, we are not masons of
construction workers.
Construction workers. And that is why he could preach everywhere.
But I think there is some confusion that I have heard some preaching that in the West, you didn't want centers, only India. I know from Gurudev, but I'm saying I'm hearing that's, we can just do Namhat. But when we see there's so many devotees being made, they have nothing to identify with.
Why they are not telling, doing? Radha Kant of California, he wrote me like so. I told that even a Los Angeles temple you cannot manage.
Yes.
And you are going to sell, what you can do? So you should combined effort, you should do anything.
Radha Kant wrote Gurudev that devotees from Western countries are giving money and India is developing, why not Western country? Then Gurudev give nice letter, I can show you.
That we couldn't even manage Los Angeles.
Yeah. Nicely. And not only India, Western devotee, all Indian devotee also giving money. Otherwise, how it's possible?
Or Indian
mainly Delhi
boys,
almost 90%
brahmacharis, like Premananda, Rasananda, in Govardhan, in Calcutta, Govinda Maharaj.
Govardhan Bimal.
And also in Navadvip.
Bharati Maharaj, Harayan Maharaj.
They are managing everything. I am not giving them any farthing, but they are collecting and managing everything. And all they like to, Western devotees also, they want to be
there
with Premananda and Rasananda and others.
To learn, they do, train.
But here, any three devotees, brahmacharis cannot stay in any place. Quarreling and then. I sent Jeev and so many in
San Francisco.
But they quarreled and he left and he is preaching. They cannot.
So what can we do to become better
qualified? What can we do? We cannot change their habit. Nature. By nature. We Indians, we can live in a room 20, 40 devotees but Western devotees, only one they will be, next anyone they will.
That is true.
He likes to be only alone. Others also, they want to be alone only. No one should be there.
Now, when situation comes, they are just like in Bajar, so many in one house.
That is our fault. That is our fault, how we are brought up. But still, we are not qualified, but how can we better serve?
They should learn from Indians how to be together.
Shri Gurudev. When we were young, brahmacharis, we also lived like that.
No, I am still living like that. When parikrama, so many devotees, brahmacharis, sannyasi lives with me. Even in this age also.
What to do?
Gurudev,
I'm also like that.
Tirtha Maharaj like and that. Others, they live together. So many.
Pujipad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, he was lamenting, he wanted to come to the West with a group of Indian devotees to teach what is proper sadachar. Yeah.
That is why he was always inviting with me.
But now we are here and though not qualified, what to do? How can we do this?
How you can change your nature?
You tell us, I don't know.
It is due to money. You are nourished and supported in such a country where there is enough money.
Wealth.
And that is why their nature from birth like so. Indians are somewhat poor. Now not. Now increasing. And that is why they are also habituated like Western.
They are becoming like us.
But if we preach to the Westerners, like everyone stay together like India, no one in there will be attracted. Because they are attracted thinking, If you have the mercy of God, oh, then your facility looks very nice. Very, you look wealthy. This is their mentality thinking. If you are religiously favored, oh, then you have nice temple, very beautiful things because God is favoring you. That is how they think.
I am making big center in Navdeep, in Brajmandal, only for Western devotees. For Indian, no need. Mm. They, in a camp, there will be thousands and thousands. No need of Latin even. They will go outside.
International bathroom.
So?
We must be very far from spiritual life.
That is why in Navdeep Parikrama we see 15,000 from villages and here. They are coming to do parikrama. And we know nothing bother for them. We know that anyhow they will be. In the sky,
under sky,
they can be. And they live there. Only at the time of rain, they are helpless. But they don't complain. Never.
Everybody, they have their own house. When they come, they sleep like this. Otherwise,
in Nabhavit, I see them sleep everywhere.
Yeah.
Yes, but you have seen?
Yes.
But everybody, they have nice house. Everybody has.
But this will not work in the West.
They are also rich, wealthy persons, reputed persons. But even...
Somebody came to Gurudev and told one lady that her sons don't like that go to Navadip again and again, so much difficulty and in their house well facilitated. They told, oh, you have not to go every year. Why you will go every year? So much difficulties there. The lady replied that you are eating everyday meal. So stop meal, why eating every day? So the meal for soul I have to go. Then she told the Gurudev, Gurudev told the class.
In the West, it's difficult to establish a place because it's expensive. They need a car, they need to pay the rent.
But they are wealthy, they can do. At the time of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami, I have so many preacher centers everywhere.
Gurudev, without center, everybody has a car, everybody has a house.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
But the thing is, they need to preach, they need to collect. Like you say, go and meet the people and distribute.
No, I am not telling this.
No.
No. I will not tell.
Srila Prabhupada, he sent his grihasthas to open up centers. And he would send them in far different places and they would open up little preaching centers and gradually
even
they
by all means they collected.
Mm.
But I don't. And that is why they were, after him, they left everything.
But what do you want to see us do here?
Oh, we are satisfied they are preaching. If any center easily will be, they should do.
Very nice.
And somewhere, New Zealand going on, Fiji going on. Here also there are some trying. Birmingham also some.
So Holland, they have center here and there. They Stuttgart.
In America, you have thousands of devotees.
Now we see
Moscow
in Western countries, in Holland, here, there, that the centers are established by Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj are now
vacant. Few devotees.
Like Registan.
Yeah.
What?
Desert. Like desert.
Desert.
Like desert become. We saw in
Toronto.
Toronto.
Toronto. Big temple, no devotees.
New Vrindavan, no
Virginia.
One.
No, New Vrindavan has about 150, 200 devotees.
Now,
there.
No.
Oh, yeah, I was just there. They have.
When we came, there was nobody.
Because they moved everybody out because Guru
in France or anywhere, Germany, we saw.
New Vrindavan, France.
New Vrindavan.
New Mayapur.
Only some.
So is there some in future, is there somewhere, as you are preaching, so many devotees will come. In ISKCON, they are getting smaller, but they have big properties. Is there any way the two paths will, they will sometime, we will
that
populate their temple?
That is why I am telling you, that you should think and I am preaching one.
Acha.
Okay, good.
Hare Krishna, now.
Gurudev, you mentioned in Bhakti Rasayan that when Lila Gata enters the ears of the sadhaka, enters the heart, and snatches away all the anarthas and contamination of millions of lifetimes. Even there is no need to perform separate vairagya. Question is, how can someone get the proper attitude to listen Lila Katha in order to get Braja Prema and within Braja Prema the supreme goal, Radha Dasa?
What? He's telling that in Bhakti Rasayan, Brihad Bhagavatamritam, you have explained that by hearing the Katha, Lila Katha, nothing else needs to be done. It will enter the heart and clear out all anarthas. By this process alone, Prabhu is asking, how can we come to that stage that we are interested in hearing Harikatha, Lilakatha, like that?
You, why go to India at the time of Brajmandal Parikrama? Why?
To get the association of Vaishnavas and
after that has come, why you invited me? That some interested has come. It is sure. So this process, what we are doing, okay.
Why all are
sending
here in the morning?
Maharaj and Shyamala. Others here, so many, about 30 parties are preaching. 30. So, whether preaching center be or not, I want that they should preach. If needed, they can rent any preaching center.
So whenever you come, all come together. But if there is no preaching, a neutral place, all are not coming. That means they are not preaching, growing.
Hare Krishna. After how many days we will go here?
Raghunanda Prabhu, after 3 days.
After 3 days?
Yeah. Sunday, right? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Sunday we will go to you.
Okay, so I will tell him to make sure that he doesn't do this.
Anyone has brought leaves?
Yes.
Who brought?
Son of Tarun Krishna Prabhu. Watermelon. Ujjwal's brother.
Where's Ujjwal's brother? Come.
Wow, that's a big one. Brought. Nice apple.
He brought. Anaros and
there was no anyone bigger than this. This was bigger.
Very big. And good apple. Yeah.
Very good. And very heavy.
Yes. Hmm? I don't know if Madhu can lift it.
Wow.
I have to bring a tutor. Yeah, I have to bring a tutor.
We'll help you.
You're going to ask a question now?
Yep. Here in America, would it be possible to have pool our resources and have at least one national center, wherever you would want, so to identify with your preaching in the United States? Because there's nothing here.
All the other yoga groups,
everything has that here.
One headquarters. One headquarters for America.
With large piece of land.
You can make in any important city.
will be cheaper also.
But most of these wealthy people who are helping and building these temples, you have asked them to do that, to help you in that way. So,
not everyone, only one or two Gurudev has asked. And even those who are doing, they are building their own temples.
Achha.
In New Zealand, he has helped to buy a temple in Jagannath Puri. And at the same time, he is building a temple in New Zealand.
And this runs more like a business, correct?
He is a businessman, but these temples run like mud. Our temple in Jagannath Puri is mud. Yeah.
The one in Auckland is building restaurants,
guest house,
for renting out,
guest house,
and he's starting a whole business to fund the construction of it by selling dry goods. In other words, he's financially, he's running it like a business.
Yeah, but we can also do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. He can ask his business plan and adopt it here.
How can we become better qualified to serve you in this way? That's
Hare Krishna.
I knew that answer.
Remembering is important. Only for this we are doing all these things. Main object, my
future.
Not to make money, not to make
centers,
not to anything. That is like books, printing, going on and distributing, preaching everywhere. And if by easy way all that you are telling can be done, oh, no harm. But easily.
No, it's no over endeavor.
Rupa Goswami has told.
Achyahare Priyarishtha.
No. Bahu Arambham. Bahu Arambham. Don't do all these things.
Over and ever. External.
For me, it is, for Prabhupada, for your Gurudev, it was easy to make festivals also big in Navadvip, in Brajmandal. But after that, what will be? If easy can be done, okay. Not so much expert. No so much effort for all this chanting, remembering, as you can preach. If you will be busy for this and making big centers, you will have to give your energy to maintain all these things. Then your energy will come from that, and that energy will be less, it may be gone.
Not being small preaching center than you can
come. No, but Srila Gurudev's point is correct. We've experienced having to manage big centers. We became more managers, less devotees.
That's not being centers.
Giving everything. Centers. I don't like.
Well then, what is the best way we can serve you?
That
help
we them? Are doing? You are serving?
It's a
if you are chanting, remembering more, oh, I will be served automatically. Because my purpose to come in these countries is same. How I can
inspire,
give seed in their
heart.
Not what heart?
The desert. In
desert heart.
The desert heart.
Very difficult, but in the process of our Guru Parampara, we are doing.
But yesterday, you said, how can we repay you? We can't. But so we must somehow try to do something.
Try to follow, to know my will. Sri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Sthapitam.
Thank you. She has come from Costa Rica. She's going again tomorrow. She wants to ask one question.
What?
Yes, now that I am doing the job, you know, this is involving like serving sometimes, grappling meat and also giving alcohol. So I feel not so good. But this is a good opportunity because I am earning a good salary. But I would like better post to serve you. And also like traveling a lot because this is giving me the opportunity to see all my mom because you knew we have very little money to traveling. So now this is a good opportunity, but I would like to improve myself in this thing and serve you very well.
She's working in airport,
airplane,
and sometimes has to serve alcohol or meat to the
guests
in the airplane. And she said she's earning now good money and that will allow her to come to India and be with you and her mother also, but she wants to improve her job that she doesn't have to do this.
Okay, you should try.
She can become pilot. Then. No need to serve all these things. So many.
Okay.
Thank you.
Come on, Daddy.
You have two sisters. Who is living in Alachua?
We are very in need of you, but you are not. You
available.
Are absent.
No, but now 100% now.
So where you have done?
I have to do some work into it.
Very right. Thank you.
Morning, we needed your help for the laboratory. But then, how it worked out. No, just to drop it. Somebody has to help us.
Correct, but I still have time to go to the office open. The office did not open until 10 a.m.
The lab.
I told Mom, I'm afraid you're kind of. It's okay.
In India, it is very easy to do all this. But in the West, it's a bit different. Open at 10 o'clock, so many papers.
She looks at your website, she reads our lectures, she said the days are too short, so much nectar, so many things are going on. But she's still on the gas bottle, oxygen bottle, because her lungs only 20% she has oxygen. But she goes on. She's very happy.
Maybe she.
Oh, and Vrindavan Vilasini, she also sent her the Hardi
Bhagavatam.
She's very happy in Gopinath Bhavan, chanting, remembering, going to Radha Damodar Parikram every day. And she sends her Hardi Dhamma.
Shri Gurudev, yesterday we called the Senator Obama.
What?
Senator Obama, who's visiting, running for president of the United States. He's coming here today.
Today he will come here, Obama.
He's coming here today.
In the same room that you gave class, he will have a program there.
Oh. So I called trying to make an appointment, and I got to his finance minister, and he said they will call me back today to see if there's an opportunity for the two of you to meet.
When he'll come? What time?
He's coming from 6 o'clock to 7:30.
Why you are calling?
Because they asked me to.
What is he mean?
For him it is good, Gurudev. To have your darshan, it will be good for him.
Maybe he will. It is friendly. Difficult because he's surrounded by so many things.
Oh, but he should not come.
We'll try.
See, he should be engaged in the army. We should not see Rajpurush. Mm-hmm. Understand?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Rajpurush?
Yes. Politician.
Politician. Yeah.
But you're kind, you still talk to me. Gurudev, in India, you meet many politicians.
They come.
If they come on their own, right?
Oh, nor I don't invite anyone.
No.
Never. But if they are coming, so in this way he can come, but
not that, okay.
No, don't make invitation and so many things. Okay. No need. What help he can do?
But you can help him, Gurudev.
If he is the president, then it will be good if he has any
blessing
from you to improve the American
because you are American
nation.
It's a chance.
It is a chance. We're taking one, at least trying.
And he wants to change the politics. Yeah.
He's good man.
He has some good intentions too.
Maybe. Politician. But if whoever you give your glance to, they are blessed. So, we're simply trying. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't,
if easily, then...
Yeah.
I fear from them politicians. Anyhow.
But just imagine, Gurudev, President of the United States, if he becomes a Vaishnava, by your mercy, how the world will change.
What? He's saying that if we can imagine that by this President of the United States meeting with you, if he becomes Vaishnava, oh, how the whole world will change.
Kali will not allow.
Allow.
You can speak with Kali.
He make them Kali opposite to us. They will disturb us. Disturbing
Maya.
In India, government likes Buddhists.
Buddhist.
Buddhist. But not helping anyone. Nothing. For Buddhists, they are doing so much. Christianity, they are doing so much.
For their own culture?
For Vaishnava. Oh, no sympathy, nothing. They are against. If we will not show anything welfare for public, they will close our centers. So artificially we have to show that we have charitable dispensary, we have this school.
Food distribution. But still, you are performing miracles by changing the hearts of us desert-like devotees.
Some politicians now chanting in India.
Acha.
In Mathura.
I remember our Srila Prabhupada said one day we will see the judges wearing Vaishnav tilak, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that too.
Now so many disciples of Gurudev are
judges.
And you have many disciples who are lawyer, so they may
change. Also judge also.
Yeah, yes. In Russia you have one disciple who is judge.
Bas, Hare Krishna.
Thank you for your answers.
I heard that Sutta President may come here when I will go.
No, tonight. Tonight coming.
Tonight he is coming. Yeah. We're trying to, if it is possible.
In
for
this
in
same room.
In the same room where you have your class.
But he will stay.
Oh, he will not stay here.
He's just visiting for collecting money. They're giving donations to him. So he speaks
for his campaign.
Don't disturb him.